From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Wilderness Northwest Passage by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Wilderness Northwest Passage, Chapter 1. The piercing scream cut through the hot plains air like a razor-sharp butcher knife through buffalo fat. On one knee at the base of a low knoll, Nathaniel King tensed and glanced up from the fresh elk tracks he'd been examining. The scream wavered eerily on a gust of wind. Before the last lingering notes died, Nate took three strides and vaulted onto his magnificent pied stallion. A tug on the reins and a jab of his moccasins brought the horse to an immediate gallop, and he raced off across the prairie toward the spot where he had left the pilgrims from the States. Nate's first thought was that his greenhorn charges were under attack by hostiles, perhaps by a wandering band of Sioux, Arapaho, or even Blackfeet. There had been no sign of marauding war parties in the area, but a man could never be certain where Indians were concerned. They were as crafty as coyotes, as invisible as ghosts. He clasped his hawken firmly in his right hand and focused on the stand of trees sheltering the three wagons from the scorching sun. Oddly, he saw no hint of a commotion, and there should be a swirl of violent activity if a war party had struck. Not until he was 50 yards away did he see moving figures under the trees, some of them wildly waving their arms, and he heard angry yells. Another 20 yards showed him the reason for the alarm. A black bear was trying to clamber into one of the wagons. Nate slowed and almost laughed aloud at the...